Well, let's go across to Australia, and Victoria's Premier has released the state's cautious roadmap out of lockdown. Daniel Andrews says the curfew will be scrapped once vaccinations reach 70% double dose. And he says while it will be a tough time for hospitals, there was no turning back. His announcement came a day after violent clashes on Melbourne streets between police and protesters. Well, let's talk about this with ABC reporter Stephanie Ferrier, who's with us now from Melbourne. Stephanie, kia ora, thanks for being with us this morning. Let's talk firstly about those protests, very violent, and the police not happy at this.
Good morning, Susie. Yes, this was really a horrific situation on Saturday with very, very violent scenes. We saw hundreds of protesters gather in the suburbs after police basically put a cordon around the CBD and also even blocked the public transport just to stop any protesters from being able to get in to the city as was planned. In the end, they were in nearby Richmond. And police are saying that they really feel that officers were treated like punching bags at this violent Melbourne anti-lockdown protest here. There were, 10 people, 10 police officers that were hurt, including 6 that had to go to hospital. Bottles and stones were thrown at them. Some of them were trampled in the rush as these protesters broke through police lines. They suffered broken bones, severe facial injuries, including a broken nose. So this was at the same time that police were responding with capsicum spray, trying to stop the protesters. The protesters were yelling out, "You serve us." The police association, which is basically our police union here, the secretary here said that the actions of these protesters were utterly disgraceful, that they had basically come spoiling for a fight rather than actually protesting really about the lockdown. And he said that what they saw was just acts from criminals, and they weren't protest activities, they were criminal activities, and this has got to stop. So there's a lot of concern about what had happened and the fact that there were some junior officers that were also deployed to some of those areas as well.
Mm. And the roadmap out of lockdown has been released. It's hinging on vaccinations, but the 70% target is not the be-all and end-all of these freedoms.
No, so we've got this 70%. We've got basically 4 phases here. At the moment, we are in a supposed 7-day circuit breaker that has been going on for weeks and weeks, and now we have got the confirmation that it will continue for another 5 weeks at least, up to 11.5 weeks for lockdown 6. So this is going to take Melbourne into the realm of the most locked down city in the world, basically, by the end of it, with a cumulative 267 days of lockdown. Basically, the first main key milestone will be that 70% of fully vaccinated Victorians aged 16 and over, and that is expected to happen on the 26th of October. Until then, we will remain in lockdown, but at that day, that's when it will lift, along with our curfew that is still in force from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m, except for essential workers. This will also allow for 10 fully vaccinated people to gather outside. Also, 50 fully vaccinated people can finally head to the pub, but that has to be outdoors as well. And retail can open, but it's only going to be allowed outdoor service. So many are saying that they simply can't operate in that situation. We've still got home learning happening at the moment, but just before this time, that's when we're going to start to see staggered return for students as well. Our Year 12s getting their all-important general achievement test going back on October the 5th. The following week, we'll see the preps to Year 2s going back, but only on in a part-time basis, and then the rest not coming back in until the 26th of October as well.
Thank you very much for that update. Stephanie Ferrier there from Melbourne, an ABC reporter, talking about the restrictions being eased in Melbourne.